Mark Alley joins us this morning, the mayor of Bryan. And obviously, the fruition of something we had talked about more than a few weeks ago, that hard decisions are going to have to be made simply because the tax base is not there right now, and you're faced with a shortfall.
Yes, sir. We had a special meeting yesterday on that, and we've asked every department in the city to look hard, and every little corner they can look in, try to find places to cut, and they're working on that, and some of them have done it already. We're, you know, if we used to mow 25 times a year, maybe we're going to mow 23, things like that. Just little places that hopefully nobody will have to notice. But if you take that citywide, we're hoping to get that 1.4 million more that we need to cut, because we're raising tax rates is not an option. We're going to live within our means, and we're just finding where those means are.
Okay, so you're telling me to just, I mean, you're one member of council saying that. Is that basically right?
I would fight that to the death to my last day there. Okay. I think government should live within their means, and we're going to do it.
Okay, there you are. You know, one of the things I'm thinking about also, I was talking to Ben a couple of weeks ago, a really easy capturable tax is sales on the internet, and that would seem to me to be a great way to be able to garner some money. Has there been any discussion with Washington about, because I mean, this again, I don't know if it comes in on the county level or the city level or whatever, but that may be tax revenue that we are missing. And now, as almost everybody's sales tax has been falling, we need to find new ways to capture tax revenue that's probably out there not being collected.
I agree with that. I think that's part of our sales tax problem. There's so many people that, you know, did Christmas and all these things on the internet now instead of shopping locally, and I don't think they realize what they're doing when they do it. It's easy. You don't have to get in your car. You don't have to go to the store. And, you know, they deliver it to your door, and I understand all the conveniences. But then they have to understand the city's not going to be able to perform this service, that service, and because we didn't get sales tax off of it. It went to somewhere else, or sometimes there is no tax.
Right. Unintended consequences
right.
there.
Right. So you just need to understand what you're doing when you do that.
Sure. Mark Holland, Mayor Bryan joining us. Of course, on the plus side, though, there has been some government money in the mill, and that's we've done some expansion. Chet was mentioning it earlier, but some bridge work being done on Old Reliance.
Yes, sir. We've been wanting that for a long time, but working hard on it for the last 5 years. Finally came to fruition. We've got Chet gave us, I think, $1.2 million, and the rest of the $4.2 million project came from TxDOT. We really appreciate their work on that, because it was many more years out, but with the new high school over there and an intermediate school and all the things that are going in that area are already there. In fact, next year they will be first year that I think people at Rudder will be driving. They started off with 2 grades, they're adding another grade, and,
okay,
and the traffic's fixing to get
sure
bad over there. And they finally figured out it was a big safety issue, and they're getting it done. And they're also, instead of doing the normal couple of year construction, they're building it in pieces somewhere else, hauling it in. They're going to have it done in 2010 instead of taking a couple of years to get it done.
Right.
So we're excited about that.
Educate me a little bit on this, because I have only seen a small portion of it, and you obviously have to speak to it as the mayor of Bryan, and that is that there's going to be a formation of a health operative that involved both cities and the county. They're going to kind of you're furrowing your brow, so I'm not explaining this very well. Are they forming some sort of a health alliance between the cities and the county, as opposed to the way the health department has necessarily been handled in the county? Or am I just really wrong there?
I think almost everybody thought it was the Brazos County Health Department is its name, so
okay.
They thought it was a Brazos County department.
Okay, I see. All right.
It has
okay.
been a health district all along.
Okay.
The county was just
okay.
the lead person in that, and that was something you had to educate all us politicians, too. We all thought that's a Brazos County deal.
Okay.
Well, after we've all looked into it better, it's actually a health district with that name, and so we've shuffled some deals around how it's been funded. There were some things that the county had needed help from the city a while back, and so
the city you're talking
Bryan.
City of Bryan, right?
So Bryan did that, so the county was paying our part of the health bill,
mm-hmm.
and there were people saying, well, that's not fair, we're paying more than the others, so we had to do some adjustments there to make everybody pay their own stuff instead of that trade that was done 10
okay.
years ago, but long before I was even there.
Okay.
And so there's been some issues on that come up. And I think, as far as I know, they're all worked out. Everybody sat down and said, okay, this is fair, and we're moving on.
Okay. Well, I apologize for not being conversant on that, but I remember kind of seeing something about it. Wasn't exactly sure.
I think finding out it was a health district between the three of us instead of a county department woke everybody up.
That's pretty interesting, yeah, because I guess we've always called it the Brazos County Health Department. I mean, that's
right,
just
kind
of... Right,
so everybody went by the name.
Sure, yeah, exactly. Okay, anything else on your radar right now?
Well, you know, you mentioned the Old Reliance Bridge, and we're happy about that. You know, we've had a pretty good run of those. The Highway 47 at Villa Maria got done because of the overpass, because of safety issues. The one at Villa Maria, the underpass there. In the last few years, we've really got a lot accomplished in that area. And in 2018 in Villa Maria, there's going to be an overpass there in the near future. Once again, because TxDOT has realized that is a huge safety issue over there after all the traffic. And so we're real proud of those things. And there's a thing out there in the world called an ISO rating, which is the insurance rating for the city.
Okay.
Which means that the lesser number you have, Bryan's been a 4 for a long time, College Station was a 2, and it's got to do with your fire hydrants, your water pressure, your where all that stuff's located, where your fire departments are. It's a huge thing they look at. And Bryan recently got moved up to a 2, which means that everybody's insurance in the city of Bryan, house insurance and property insurance, should go down.
Great.
Now, how long that takes, because it's got to go through the state insurance and through the insurance companies.
Gotcha.
And
right.
You may have to argue with them a little bit and say, our rating's down and I want the cheaper rate.
Okay.
But we have jumped up to a 2, and we're real proud of getting that to where we can save everybody money on their insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. All right. Very good. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
That's Mark Conley, Mayor Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. This is brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, Maggie Lane Lighting Center.